This is Dakota Datebook for November 1st. North Dakota remembers World War I. No Man's Land, the area between the trenches, was a concentrated killing field that had to be crossed if any advance was going to take place. Sentries were often placed in this area at night to warn against enemy activity. One of these was Russell Deasom from Lemoore. On this date in 1918, in a letter home, he composed a soliloquy to No Man's Land, revealing the details of his lonely vigil and how awestruck he was with mankind's ability to destroy. "The night of the first day," he wrote, "I was on duty in the lonesome outpost out in No Man's Land, that interesting region so fraught with mystery, spectral death, and tense possibilities. In the wee morning hours, our artillery opened up a barrage, bringing an indescribable electric thrill as it heralded to both us and the enemy another grim excursion over the top. Our barrage was wonderful. The horizon was lit with lurid flares of thrilling portent playing about the sky like continuous sheet lightning. The roars of the gun shook the earth, coming like successive, yes, overlapping peals of thunder or the unceasing roll of storm-driven surf. The air was vibrant with all the excitement of the great conflagration, and all heightened by the grim soul-stirring thought that this was man-made. At such times, the petty things of life become as nothing, and human life itself becomes but an atom of accomplishment of that unceasing purpose which through the ages run. To come back to earth from this rhetorical aeroplaning, the Germans threw back a return barrage, and I enjoyed the interesting novelty of being under real shell fire. Several shells fell within a few feet of my outpost, throwing dirt, stones, and brimstone all over me. The Boche sent over some gas, too. I had just received Lila's fine letter, and while waiting for the fateful zero hour for going over, I eagerly reread it, not knowing for certain whether I should have an opportunity to do so again. Russell Deasom would survive to write more letters and would eventually return home to his job as editor of the Lemoore Chronicle. After experiencing heavy shelling and machine gun fire, he wondered how he survived. While men fell within a few feet all around him, he stated that he seemed to be like the hole in the donut and escaped unscathed. Today's Dakota Datebook was written by Jim Davis. I'm Errol Pepcorn.
Dakota Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding from Humanities North Dakota.